We'll discuss a little Shabbos Shira and Tu Bishvat. So we'll begin with Shabbos Shira. So the Shabbos of Parashas Bishalach usually comes out around Tu Bishvat. This year it's coming out on Monday. Shabbos Shira is always on Shabbos. That's amazing. And Tu Bishvat this year, I think last year was on Shabbos. This year it's on Monday. So why is it called Shabbos Shira? So we read the Oz Yoshia Moshe. We read the Shira, Hayam. So there are many reasons why. So there's a minhag on Shabbos Shira to feed the birds. The Magen Avraham is very against this minhag because it's a general halacha that you're allowed to feed your own animals, but you can't feed like the wild animals. The assumption is they'll get their own food. So therefore, generally speaking, you could feed your own bird. You can't feed someone else. You can't feed a bird outside. So the Magen Avraham says that is no different than Shabbos Shira. One should not feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's a minhag shtus and it's usur to do. And that's why some have a minhag to put it out on Friday to avoid the issue. We see others have a minhag that on Shabbos they take out the tablecloth and they dump the leftovers, the crumbs, and therefore they end up feeding the birds indirectly. But that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes the opposite. Minag Torahi. It's a great thing. It's a minag tov. One should go ahead and feed the birds on Shabbos Shira. Aye, what do you mean? What about the prohibition of feeding birds? That's what he says. No, you're right. If you're just feeding birds, then you're right. It's usur. We're not feeding the birds for the sake of the birds. We're feeding the birds for ourselves. It's all about tikkun hamidos. We're trying to acquire in ourselves the midah of hakaras hatov, the midah of appreciating the good that people have done to us. So even though it's happened thousands of years ago and it's not the same birds, and even if the birds were alive, they probably wouldn't be the same ones here, but it's nothing to do with the birds. It's all about us. It's all about the people. You have to work on your midos to feel and appreciate Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov isn't just about saying thank you. It's actually feeling it. As Rav Henkin used to say back in the day when they used to have telegrams, so someone asked them a shayla, I only have enough words for please or thank you. I know you're thinking thank you is two words, but I think in Yiddish it's one, gedanks. So he says, of course you have to say thank you. Please is nice. Nice me. It's a nice way to speak, but saying thank you, we should say feeling the thank you, that's a chi of the rice, that's a karas hatov. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Of course it's us to feed, but you're remembering the tremendous nace that they did. What did they do? So the most popular pshat is what happened was that the Dosan of Aviran were trying to rebel against Moshe and show he's a false prophet, whatever, that we don't have to listen to him anymore. So we know the Torah tells us that they got a double portion on Friday because the man wasn't going to fall on Shabbos. So their idea was they took the second portion and they went out the middle of the night, early morning, and they put the money on everyone's doorstep, and they're going to wake up and say, look, Moshe Rabbeinu is a fool. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And lo and behold, they came out. It was all gone. What happened? The birds came down and swooped it up. So remember, because the tremendous act that the birds did, so we have a Karsa Tavor, they sang with us at the Shira. So yeah, whichever explanation you're going to take, you're working on Tikkun HaMidah, you're working on a Karsa Tavor, like we find by Sar Bali Chaim, that many, we assume it's a deraisa, but I think there are like 12, 13 different sources. What exactly is the source for Sar Bali Chaim? Is it Bilam? Is it putting a load on a donkey? But the point being is, many, according to many Rishonim, Sar Bali Chaim isn't about the animal. The dagish isn't on the animal. The emphasis is on the animal. The emphasis is on the human. The people mistreat animals, you're more likely to mistreat humans. And those who treat animals well will also treat human wells, or more likely. We see it's not, some people treat animals better than humans, but it's a separate discussion. So it's all about tikkun hamidah. So you're working in Sar Bali Chaim is for us that we should develop in ourselves the midah, you know, of rachmanas, of of being nice to people. So the midah of hakaras hatov, as we said, is actually feeling it, like the famous story with Rav Shimon Schwab and the Alta Oslobotka, that everyone was afflicted with poverty in Europe. So they went ahead and he went to the Alta Oslobotka for money to get home for, I guess, Sukkot vacation. He came back and he gave him back the money. He said, thank you. So Rav Alta Oslobotka says, thank you. What are you saying thank you for? It's ribbis dvarim. It's taking interest. And I say, thank you. He said, okay, thank you. Thanks for telling me. So same thing happens. Pesach, he comes back, and when he gives Ben back the money, no thank you. So the Alta Oslobotka goes crazy. The Alta Oslobotka goes crazy. He says, what are you doing? No thank you, you ingrate. I lent you the money. So Rav Schwab doesn't know what to do. He says, I don't know. When I said thank you, you rebuked me for saying thank you. And now when I don't say thank you, you say I'm an ingrate. Which one is it? He says, the problem is, I didn't see you struggling with it. In other words, maybe the halacha says not to say thank you, so you don't say it. But you should feel, al takaras atov, that you should want to say thank you, that you really should show your appreciation. Like the famous Avidrum writes, that we know, is even though we normally have a chazan for the Shliach Sibor, there's only one time that we don't listen for one part of the Shmon Esrei, we do it ourselves, Modim Durabanan. Why Dafka Modim? Because Modim is saying thank you. When it comes to thank you, we can't send the Shliach. We got to do it ourselves. And that's the Yisod as well, transitioning over to Tu Bishvat. There's a old minig brought down, I think the Chidah brings it down, that they used to close the yeshivas today on Tu Bishvat. No learning on Tu Bishvat. They took, I guess, the Mark Twain theory of don't let school get in the way of education. So at least for the day of Tu Bishvat, apparently the minig was they closed it down in Worms. It wasn't Worms then, but it's Worms today in Germany. And they sent the boys fruits, I don't know, maybe alcohol for the adults. So they sent the people out. So why? What's the basis for the custom? Why not? Why close the yeshiva? The Minchas Asher brings it down. Why close down the yeshiva for Tu Bishvat? What's the connection? So we know, I think there's an Avnei Igwe Tal, Avnei Nezer. They talk about by the issue of Baal Tashchis, by cutting down fruit trees. So it talks about, it's a pasuk about Ish Eitz HaSadeh, comparing an ish to a fruit tree. So we see that just like on Tu Bishvat, what do we celebrate on Tu Bishvat? So the going to Beis Hillel, that it's Tu Bishvat. What are we celebrating? It's in the heart of the winter. Like, what's happening here? But deep down in the sap of the tree, there's growth happening inside. We don't see a thing outside, but this is the general cloud. A lot of times with growth, it's slowly, a little bit at a time. You don't see until afterwards all the growth. So we know this. So just like the tree grows on its own, so too the Igwe Tal brings down that that's a day where you say Chidush Torah. It doesn't mean you have to write Chidushim and go to the Sugyas and Baba Kama Baba Vastra. That's nice also. But more Chidushim, you know, feel stuff in your wave, see what's kind of like a Ruchnius recharge or spiritual recharge. Do you go back to yeshiva the next day and be well refreshed? So it's a day where you don't go to yeshiva. It's something that's a turning inward. It's like the sap inside the tree is growing and we're working on ourselves. So too, I think it was the Igwe Tal, or one of the, who said, I said my sweetest Torah, either on Tu Bishvat or beginning Tu Bishvat, because that's where the sap, you know, came out and all this began. So that's what they point out. That's the minhag of closing down the yeshiva, for the day, the minhag in Worms, and maybe it was a minhag in other places. What's so special about Tu Bishvat? Like, why? So Tu Bishvat, we know, why is that a day of teaching Torah? So actually, it seems to fit in well with, more like with Beis Shammai than Hillel, because We all know there's a major dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. When is Tu B'Shvat? Well, everyone knows Tu B'Shvat is the 15th day of the month of Shvat. That's not an argument. But the argue is, when is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos? When is when do you celebrate the New Year for trees? So we're familiar with Beis Hillel. We celebrate today Tu B'Shvat because that's when Rov Geshamim finish and the staff's growing inside the tree. And Beis Shammai disagrees and says, you start celebrating Echad B'Shvat, the first of the month. So it fits in very well with Shammai, because the Pasuk says in the beginning of Dvarim that on the 11th month, on this day in the 11th month, on the Rosh Chodesh, on the first day of the 11th month, which is Shvat, Moshe bears the Torah. Moshe began to explain the Torah. So Moshe is explaining the Torah. So therefore, it was the day where, Dvarim in theory is Torah Shebichtav, but as Rav Salavation and others explain, based on the Gemara Megillah, that Moshe v'atzmo kasav, it's different than is a distinction the Gro makes as well between the first four books and the fifth book. So it's what the Rav Salavation called the Torah Shebapeh, Torah Shebichtav. So therefore, it's a perfect time to be working on your own chidushim, your Torah Shebapeh, to be working on your tikkun hamidos, working on your learning, on your wave, on everything, in order to get a ruchnius recharge. So it fits in very well according to Shammai, but we follow Tu B'Shvat on 2 weeks later. So that's what I think the Chidushi Arim writes and others, that no, the really what Moshe Rabbeinu picked the first, but when God came to Moshe to be a leader, he says, it's not for me. So they say, I think the Chidush Arim is a play on words, the Gematria, Lo Ish Devarim Anochi. So if you take the last letter of each word and you end up with Shammai. Moshe said, I'm a Midas Adin guy. I'm a stickler. I don't go for this Midas Arachamim. I'm not the one who's fit to be a leader. I'm too strict on the Jewish people. A leader has to know how to be more flexible. So God said, don't worry, that Aaron, Hu Yehuchah Lepeh. So Hu Yehuchah, the first words of each line today, Hu Yehuchah Lepeh is Hillel. So don't worry, so we go with Hillel. So that's what the Arizal, or they say in the Kabbalah Svarim, that it's not the base, the boats, right? Eilu ve'eilu divra akim chayim. In our world, we're going to be celebrating like Hillel. In the way, but in Olam Abba, in Yemos HaMashiach, when we talk about the Gula Achrona, so then we're going to go back to Shammai. So right now, that's why it turns out, so that's a perfect time, Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a time to be Mechadi Torah Shabbat Peh, because that's when the Torah actually was taught over by Moshe Rabbeinu. And as well, some of the, in the Hasidish firm, right, as well, that they claim that Arba, that we know Makos Bechoros happened on Pesach, whatever we have Pesach. A month before that is around Purim, that's Choshech. And then a month before that is Tu B'Shvat, so that's the Arba, I believe, the locust. And whatever, the Mefarshim point, Bo El Paro, if you look at the beginning of Parshas Bo, according to some Mefarshim, how they learn it, it doesn't say explicitly what, it was, according to the Mefarshim, he was given some flexibility. He got to pick Arba, or he got to pick some details of it. But Arba, which happened on Tu B'Shvat, again, it came Moshe B'Atzmo, it came from Moshe Rabbeinu, because the whole essence of Tu B'Shvat is to be Mechadish Torah. And that's why, that's the Minigan Worms, that is to close down the yeshiva for the day on Tu B'Shvat, and that's the whole Yisod, is, as we said, to work on Amidas, Tikkun Amidas, Aruch HaShulchan Rai regarding Shabbat Shira, and as well as working on a Talmud Torah, working on our own Chidushim, what should we spend more time, Bekiyas, Be'ian, working on Svara, whatever that person needs individually, that's what we have to continue working on.